we also are going to speak today with one of the RNC8 in Minneapolis, Rob Cernick. He's been involved in anarchist movements and political organizing, community organizing for a while now, and has himself had direct experience with the effects of informants on peace movements, anarchists, and the protest sphere of activities in general. Good morning, Rob. Thank you so much for being with us today. It's about time we talked again.
Yeah, good morning, Chris. Howdy from Minnesota.
So, thank you. So, how is it going with the RNC? I understand that there are ongoing legal actions and trials are continuing for you and others. It would seem that informants, people that you trusted that were within your organization, betrayed you in ways that are having extremely long-term effects on your lives.
Well, yeah, Chris, you know, back in, April or May, we actually had the terrorism charges, the enhancements on our sentences were dropped. Part of that was just from the massive outpouring of support around the country. We're going back to court in about 2.5 weeks, August 19th, for a scheduling conference. You know, we haven't even pled. It's been almost a year now since I've been arrested. I haven't even had a chance to really, I haven't even spoken to the judge except for that first time when I was in jail. You know, part of the thing when we're in these movements and we're in these political scenes, for us it was really important with the work we did within the Welcoming Committee to be very open and very transparent. And we're trying to build a mass organizations of people to work on these things. And so we definitely do open ourselves up to people coming in, people spying. It has been a lot more prevalent in the last few years, but you know, in recent memory, in the early 80s, U.S. Surgical, Rudolph Giuliani's wife is actually on board of U.S. Surgical. They were sending private investigators, you know, private people, not even law enforcement, into animal rights groups to infiltrate them. It's been a huge problem in England. With infiltrators, and these people don't even work for the government. So there are very little oversight, very, very little rules they have to follow. In our case, you know, there were actually a couple of sheriffs involved attending meetings, just like what happened in Olympia. Not quite as ingrained in their group. I see that in Olympia he was running the listserv and stuff like that. And then there was also another person who was a professional snitch, basically made their living going around being traded off from police department to police department, being used to infiltrate people, and then moved on when it got too hot. This isn't the first time it's happened here in Minneapolis. You know, a decade ago when people were resisting the Highway 55 campaign, they sent in a couple of people to come to the camp and check things out and report back to them. And then more recently when you know, in 2000, when there were some demonstrations against an animal geneticist conference happening, they had done the same thing where they had sent somebody in and was attending meetings. And so we have to figure out as part of this, you know, resistance movements, how do we operate in the open and be transparent and be welcoming? And at the same time, we need to also practice good security culture, and people need to, you know, try not to let these things, the biggest outcome of this is it sows distrust, and it makes us distrust each other. We cannot let that happen.
Rob, we have to leave it at that. And thank you so much. These are words that we need to hear in Portland. We need to hear it all over the country. Members of the activist community, the resistance. It's important to trust, but be careful. Thank you so much for that. My guest has
been
Rob.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you very much, Rob. Rob Cernick with the RNC8.